which are the end of Taf Kuf Pe Vav. We are up to. We did yesterday Sifta Zayin, where we spoke about if you want to coat the shofar with gold.
When it pieces with gold, yeah.
So yesterday we did Sifta Zayin, we talked about coating the shofar with gold. And we had a machlokes how to understand Makom Hanochas HaPeh, is it on the inside of the, right by the mouthpiece, only on the inside, or is it also on the outside? And then what's Shalom B'Makom Hanochas HaPeh? If you hold the place where you put your mouth is only on the inside, then Shalom B'Makom Hanochas HaPeh can be the outside. If you hold that it's inside and outside, then Shalom B'Makom Hanochas HaPeh would just be a mashahu over, like a ring around the one drop further away from the mouth. Okay, so that's a review of what we saw in Sifta Zayin. It's going to come up again. That's why I'm going over it. So let's do Sif Yud. We're up to Yud Zayin. Let's do Yud Zayin. Hametzayrim b'shofar tzuros b'mini tzivonim kidei lena'o. So you want to beautify the shofar, so we spoke about gold. Now you want to paint it with the pictures of a Akedah Yitzchak. I don't know. Pictures of the ram that Abraham shechted instead of Yitzchak. Whatever pictures you want to do. Lo yofa heim osim. They are not doing the proper thing, says the Shulchan Aruch. It's an interesting terminology. Lo yofa heim osim. You're trying to beautify the mitzvah, says the Shulchan Aruch. That's not called beautifying the mitzvah. What's the problem? It could be when you paint the outside of a shofar that will cause the sound of the shofar to sound a little bit different, and that's a problem. Continues the Ramah. To paint it is to put a foreign substance on the outside of the shofar. That could change the sound of the shofar. What you are allowed to do is carve a picture into the shofar, because now you're not dealing with an external, there's nothing external here. You're just making the thickness of the shofar a little bit thinner, which you said you're allowed to do, and you're doing it in a shape. Obviously, you're not doing this on Rosh Hashanah itself. You're doing it before Rosh Hashanah. But you're allowed to blow such a shofar. Even if it changes the sound of the shofar, it doesn't matter. We don't care. Like we said yesterday in Siv Dalet, you're allowed to shave down the shofar either on the inside or on the outside and make it thinner. Oh, it'll change the sound. We don't care. There's no external body there. There's no paint there. There's no gold there. There's no other shofar there. It's all one and the same shofar. You're making it thinner, either from the inside or from the outside, that's fine. And here, when you want to carve something into it, it's also okay. I've seen in the past a shofar in a tefaye that had like a Mug and David carved into it. Now, it's a little bit dangerous because you can punch a, if you penetrate the shofar, make a hole, then you have a real balagan on you. Okay. So you can't paint it, because that's bringing some external body on top of the shofar that can change the sound, and that would puzzle the shofar. But to carve into it, that's okay, even if it changes the sound of the shofar, because it's still the same material as the shofar itself. Back to the gold. Now you want to put the gold nowhere near the mouthpiece, on the other side, on the width, the thickness of the outside of the shofar, of the wide part of the shofar. Hainu hosifal of koshu, that's considered to be adding to the shofar. Upasol, and that's going to be pasol. Mishabur explains if katan hain. Now, even if it doesn't change the sound of the shofar, that's going to be pasol. Sif yud tes. Hirchik es a shofar v'nafach bo v'tok abo, pasol. I take the shofar, and somehow I hold it away from my mouth, and somehow I'm able to blow it and get a sound out of it. That is no good. It's going to be puzzle. Mishurisav katan ayin hey. The ba'ina she piv midubat l'shofar. You need your mouth to be connected to the shofar. Mishba Sifkot and Ayin Vav. So if it's puzzle, so what do? You have to blow again to do over. The Yasav Yitkashen is Kedin Ubli Bracha. Ooh, what do you mean Bli Bracha? The first time was puzzle. Sounds like no credit. Do over. So if it's a do over, then I get no credit. I should do it again with a Bracha. Mishabura Sif Katan. Now Sharatian, sorry, Sharatian Ois Kuf Yud Beis Mata Ephraim. Why is it? Why if it's a do over, it's puzzle. So why are you not making a bracha? Matam Mipnei She'ein Din Zaboru. Because this din that if you blow the shofar without having it attached to your connected to your mouth is that which the Machaber says puzzle is not so simple. Ayin Betaz Upri Chadash. So here, Dirshu, footnote 74, connected slightly with footnote 73, connected more so with footnote 69, explains what's going on over here. Okay. And this relates to blowing the shofar with gold on the inner rim of the mouthpiece where you put your mouth. What's wrong with having gold? We said you can't, everyone agrees. That's the Braisa. And everyone agrees in that explanation of the Braisa. If you coat it with gold, b'makom hanochas peh, which everyone agrees, is at least on the inner part of the shofar by the mouthpiece. Everyone agrees that's possible. Okay, both the Ran and the Rosh, we had two opinions yesterday, both brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, both explained in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Hayet, that's why I reviewed Sifkot and Tazayim before. Everyone agrees it's possible. Now the question is, why is it possible? So the Mishnah Berurah told us back in Sifkot and Ayin. Hold on a second. The Ramban holds that the reason that it's possible is because the gold is a chatzitza. It's a separation between your mouth and the shofar. When I have gold coating the inside, I put my mouth on the inside of the shofar by the mouthpiece. So says the Ramban, this is all brought down in the tour. It's a chatzitza, it's a separation between my mouth and the shofar. I can't have a separation between my mouth and the shofar. Therefore, what follows, says the Ramban, just like it's a problem to have gold separating between my mouth and the shofar, it's a problem to hold the shofar away from my mouth and blow it that way. Because the shofar has to be connected to the mouth. The mouth has to be on the shofar. If the gold's there, it's no good. If there's an air space between it, because it's not on my mouth, that's also no good. That is the Ramban. Now, the Pri Chadash goes with this Shitas HaRamban, but he says that the comparison is not 100% glatt, because it could be that gold will be a separation between my mouth and the shofar. But maybe air is not considered a separation between my mouth and the shofar. The two things do not necessarily, one does not necessarily follow the other. I mean, chatzitza is a chatzitza. There's something there that's separating my mouth and the shofar. When I'm just holding it away from my mouth, there's nothing separating my mouth and the shofar. I just didn't put it next to my mouth. So it could be that that's not such a simple, one does not necessarily follow from the other. That's the Pri Chadash within the Ramban. Now, when the Mishnah Berurah, but many disagree with the Ramban's whole assumption. Why is it a problem to have Tzipahu Zahav B'makom Anochas HaPeh, the beginning of Sif Hezayin? Why is it a problem to have gold on the inner part of the mouthpiece where I'm blowing the shofar? So many say not like the Ramban. It's not because it's a separation between my mouth and the shofar, and then perhaps you could extend it to saying that if I hold the shofar away from my mouth, it's no good. You know what the problem is, says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Ayin in the second line? Mishum shehevel hakol nichnas lezahav. It's not because it's a separation. It's because I'm not blowing into a shofar. I'm blowing into a piece of gold. That's the problem. So the problem is that you're blowing into a piece of gold. So then, when I hold the shofar away from my mouth, the two cases are not comparable whatsoever. If the problem is that the gold separates between my mouth and the shofar, then perhaps you could extend it to holding the shofar away from your mouth. Perhaps. Pri Chadash doesn't like it. But I think the Ramban himself brings it down. That's for sure brought down on the tour. It could be, I think it's Ramban himself. Pre-Chadash questions that comparison. But once you don't hold it, that's the problem at all. The problem is not that the gold is separating between your mouth and the shofar. The problem is that you're not blowing into the shofar, you're blowing into the gold. So then, there's no extension at all to say if I blow a shofar where the shofar is not next to my mouth, then that's going to be a problem. And therefore, even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you hold the shofar away from your mouth, it's possible, it's not so simple. It's only according to the Ramban's understanding of the gold, and only with the Ramban's extension of the understanding of the gold. But it could be that the Ran and the Rosh don't agree with the Ramban's understanding of the gold at all. And Mishnah Brura didn't bring down the Ramban's understanding in Sifkat and Ayin. And therefore, even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you hold the shofar away from your mouth, it's possible, it could be, we're still, says the way the Mishnah Brura understands it, we're still going to be chayshish for the other opinions that say that you can't compare and you can't extend the mouthpiece of gold to holding the shofar away from your mouth, whether it's the understanding of the Shri Chadash or it's the understanding of the Taz, who says that there's two totally separate reasons, nothing to do with Chatzitza, you're just blowing into gold instead of blowing into the shofar. And therefore, even though Shulchan Aruch paskens that it's possible and it's a do-over, but we're still chayshish for the opinions that say maybe you were Yotzeh, and therefore when you blow again, you should do it without a bracha. To be chayshish for the Taz and the Pri Chadash, that question, the comparison to the case where the mouthpiece on the inside is coated with gold. Okay, that's Sif Yud Tes. Let's see Sif Chav quickly. Nasan Shofar, the Tok Shofar. I have two shofars, so I put one inside the other. Ima Pnimi Odef Alechitzon Mishnei Tzadav. If the inner shofar extends, is longer than the outer shofar, and extends on both sides, both by the mouth and by the other side. V'nosan apnimi b'fiv, and I blow only the inner one, v'takabo kosher, that's going to be kosher. Hagah, says Ramah, linir d'fiv, inner blow mitzene rachav, rak shavah l'chitun, says Ramah, I need to blow on the inner shofar. But let's say on the other end, on the wider end, even if it's even Steven, it's not sticking out, it doesn't have to be sticking out. Just I can't have the outer shofar extend past the inner shofar. But the Mechaber says the inner shofar has to extend past the outer shofar. It could be even if it doesn't extend past, it's just the end at the same point. It's even. That will also be okay. Ha'otl bodet l'tzad ha'pah, since I'm blowing on the inner, on the mouthpiece of the inner one, which is sticking out. V'tokea b'pnimi, and I'm only blowing the inner one. Yotza kei nirali v'chein ma'ashma milosh and harosh. And this is all provided that Bushel Ishanek called Mashu Nosun B'toch Achitzam Yimla Potzam. If it changes the sound, it's going to be possible. Just like the gold, just like the painting, the shofar. So the outer shofar also can change the sound to the inner shofar, and that will make it possible. But if it doesn't change the sound, and I'm blowing on the inner one, so the mouthpiece of the inner one is sticking out a little bit, so I can blow the inner one. And on the other side, either the inner one is sticking out, or according to the Ramah, it's even, but if the outer one's sticking out, then everyone agrees possible, because then I'm blowing two shofars, and the thing is to blow one shofar, and not two shofars. So as long as I'm blowing one shofar, it's going to be okay. And Mishvah of Katan Ayin Test brings down from the Taz that even the Mechaber could be agrees to the Ramah. It's just hard to be Mitzamtim. How do you know that it's exactly even? The inner one and the outer one on the outside are even. You might think it's even, but really, the outer one's sticking out of Mashu. Once the outer one's sticking out of Mashu, it's no good. So therefore, he requires that the inner one be sticking out. But in theory, if you knew that they were exactly even, and now, then also the outer part of the shofar is not always, so even. It itself could be somewhat bumpy or whatever. But as long as the outer one's not extending over the inner one at all, and it doesn't change the sound, so then it's going to be kosher. That is Sif Yud Zayin through Sif Chav.